Dublin City University has called on the state to provide mechanisms to support the construction of affordable student accommodation. The university has criticised proposals contained in the government's Housing for All plan, which it says are based on a false assumption. The comments come as students from across the country protest at the gates of the Dáil today to highlight the accommodation crisis, which they say is worse than ever. We can talk now to the president of DCU, Dara Keogh. A very good afternoon to you, and thanks for taking our call this afternoon, Dara Keogh.
Thank you very much, Ben.
First of all, you might give us a sense of the situation for students, and very many students in DCU, I think, come from outside Dublin, so they perhaps don't have the option that some have of living at home, although in many cases that mightn't be an option either for Dublin students. But what sort of situation are many of those students facing now?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Dublin City University is Ireland's university of enterprise and is first choice for students from all 32 counties. Student accommodation is a perennial issue for us, and it's a cause of concern and anxiety for students and for parents listening. What's very clear in the commentary in the last 2 weeks or so is that supply across Ireland doesn't meet the demand. This year, I think we see a record number of CAO places, and the late start of first years has increased uncertainty. Mm-hmm. As a consequence of that, you have ad hoc solutions that USI have highlighted, the students resorting to bed and breakfast, to hotels, to long commutes. And this problem is identified by government, and it's the attention of several departments. And we are fortunate that we have a dedicated minister in Simon Harris who has taken up this cause, but and is prepared to advance it to find a systematic solution rather than an ad hoc kind of knee-jerk.
Yeah, but you're making a further point. You're saying that the effect of this is to act as an income barrier to higher education for many. Now, what's the evidence for that you've seen among your own student population?
Yeah, I mean, clearly the Housing for All plan is a good example. And in terms of housing generally, that the plan calls out specifically that housing has become increasingly unaffordable for the squeezed middle. Who would like to move into their own home. What we're seeing as well, and what the system is seeing, and what you see reflected in technological universities, ITs and universities across Ireland, is that really the cost of accommodation away from home is a barrier for large numbers of families. And that's building in a kind of an inequity in our education provision. And that's something, I think, as we celebrate the anniversary of Donal O'Malley's free secondary education, I think there's an opportunity here.
So, I mean, there's obviously a potentially a long-term solution to this, but right now, for the class of 2021, what can be done?
Well, the Taoiseach said this morning that there's no quick fix to the system. I think that in a number of weeks, the system will settle down and it'll be clearer about the demand, because there will be movement in terms of round two of the CAO, in terms of rechecks and so on, people's choices, when people look at their timetables, whether they're on campus or largely online, as they are in some institutions at DCU, where face-to-face. But then I think that the system will settle down and hopefully some of the anxiety will be taken out of it.
And in terms long-term issues, the policy in recent years has been to depend on the private sector with supports and tax breaks to provide accommodation. Is that the way to go?
No, I don't think so. There's a very instructive piece in today's Dublin Inquirer from Leisha Nealon, and she looks at the criticism of the private model. What I'm suggesting is one that the Taoiseach is well aware of, because the Taoiseach, as Minister for Education in 1999, introduced Section 50, which incentivised the building of dedicated student accommodation. And what we're looking for is something similar, that if you look at the Housing for All, there's, in terms of student accommodation, there is a very important first step there. And it's important that we call that out and recognise it, that the government will extend the ability to borrow to the ITs, the technological universities. That's an important first step that Minister Harris has secured. What we're saying is that even with credit lines, that the cost of construction would make any bed that would be built unaffordable. So in our case, we'll say in DCU, we have planning permission for 1,200 additional beds. We have a credit line to the European Investment Bank. But our argument is that if we were to build at current construction costs, it would cost us $150,000 to build one additional bed. And if we were to do that, we would have to charge possibly $14,000 a year to each student resident, which is significantly higher than our current rate.
So that needs Exchequer, Exchequer
5,700 at DC.
Yeah, but that needs Exchequer support, in a word.
Absolutely. Yeah. But I think that you have Minister O'Brien, you have the Taoiseach, you have Minister Harris and Minister Donoghue who recognise that this is an issue.
Very
the
good.
Section 50 in 1999 built large numbers of student beds with a minimal cost to the state, about 150 million, I think.
We'll come back to this, no doubt.
But what we're saying is that this should not be a politicised issue, that this is one that the country needs to address.
Sorry to cut across you, just time has caught up on this a bit, but we'll come back to this no doubt in the future. The president of DCU, Dara Keogh, thanks indeed for talking to us, Dara.